listener production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. The Prime Minister says all Australians have a role to play to end family and domestic violence. Anthony Albanese has linked up with state and territory leaders this morning for a virtual National Cabinet meeting, telling the group we must do better.
Today is about who we are as a nation and who we are as a society. Too many women in Australia live in fear and too many are dying from violence.
Candlelit vigils will be held across the country tonight. Wide Bay locals will acknowledge the day, which also marks the beginning of Domestic, Family and Sexual Violence Prevention Month. The Electoral Commission Queensland has plans to dispute claims unorganised polling centres impacted the tight race between Bundaberg candidates Sean Sanders and incumbent Steve Cooper. Sean Sanders lodged an application with the Court of Disputed Returns, alleging the Division 8 election result could have been impacted. If successful, there may be a re-election. Councillor Steve Cooper was announced as the winner by just one vote. Finding a rental is tough, but new rental vacancy rate data from the Real Estate Institute of Queensland shows just how tough. Vacancy rates have tightened in 22 local government areas across Queensland, with the Fraser Coast sitting at 0.8% and Bundaberg at 0.9%. CEO Antonia Mercurella says we're at critical levels.
We classify a healthy vacancy rate as one that sits between 2.6 up to 3.5%. And that's virtually unheard of at the moment.
And the federal government has announced it won't be Bonza's saving grace after it went into voluntary administration yesterday. It has, however, set up a hotline for stranded Wide Bay passengers, with Qantas and Virgin assisting.